But today is the first day of unleavened bread. We are commanded to be here today, having removed the leavening from our houses, our cars, our desks at work, or whatever you possess that you're able to have leavened food. Leavening removed from all of our personal things. And when we remove the leaven, it symbolizes removing the sin from our lives. And it shows God that we trust Him enough to follow His commands. God commands us to keep these days and all the holy days on an annual basis. We are to keep these days yearly, and we are to teach them to our children. We are to teach them the meaning of these days and why God commands us to keep them. When we keep these days regularly, it helps us have a better chance of continuing to walk into faith and to remember their meaning. It helps us to remember to put God first and to remember that He has a future plan for us. Humans in general are very forgetful. This is why God instructs us, keep these days regularly. How many in here remember how to get the area of a circle? I'm sure you learned that in school sometime. Likewise, I used to play trumpet. I was okay. But now, I don't think I can even play 8 notes on a scale. If we don't practice and celebrate these days, we risk the chance of forgetting about God's blessing that He has. And that when we keep these days, it's given the ability to remove the sin from our lives and able to be in the resurrection as His first fruits. So in the sermonette, I would like to look at why it's important to keep these days of unleavened bread and basically all the holy days. And if we don't, how easy it is to forget all that the Lord has and will do for us, so we can be saved from ourselves and have our sins forgiven. We are mostly going to look at a psalm. We will be in Psalm 78 for most of the sermonette. I have a study Bible at home that helps me with understanding some scriptures, and I took this from that Bible. It says this about the writings of Psalm 78. This psalm is penned by Asaph, who was a Levite, or these are King David's words, and Asaph was the one transcribing them. Regardless, the sermon isn't about who wrote Psalm 78, but it's the message that God has preserved for our benefit. The study Bible says that Psalm 78 is a wisdom psalm, and it relates to the early history of Israel in a dramatic, poetic alternation between reports of the faithfulness of God to His people and their periodic outbreaks of stubbornness, willfulness, and rebellion against God. Asaph expresses in the psalm his intense desire for the present generations not to repeat the failures of so many past generations. The children of Israel, just after a short time, forgot about the marvelous works that God did for them. How can that be? How can they forget these things that God did for them? They saw Him take care of the Egyptians through great and marvelous plagues. Do we sometimes forget about the things God has done in our lives and what He's done for us? The times we're going through some smooth sailing, don't have a lot of trials going on. Everything's pretty good. These are the times that we just put God in the rearview mirror. We stop praying so much. We stop studying so much. I am 100% guilty of this. But instead, we need to continue to pray, maybe even more in those times, and tell Him thank You for keeping us out of trials and to please help us when the next one arises. 1 John 1 tells us that God uses trials in our lives to test our faith, but he doesn't use them to push us away from him. But the Israelites were there, and they saw these things. They saw the incredible things that he did to Egypt. They saw plague after plague hit Egypt until they were released to be freed. They saw the Red Sea split in two. They did the impossible. They walked across to the other side on a floor that has been dried for ease of travel. They are witnesses to Pharaoh and his army being destroyed. So let's look over it into Psalms 78. We'll start in verse 5. Psalm 78, 5. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded to our fathers that they should make them known to their children. Verse 7. That they may set up their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. 78:11. And they forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them, marvelous things he did in their sight of their fathers. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through it, and made the waters stand up like a heap. He split rocks in the wilderness and caused waters to pour out of them like a river. He gave them a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And it says that they still sinned against him. And it just makes me feel like they thought of God as kind of a pushover, taking his niceness for a weakness. They complained and tempted God, asking for all kinds of specific food, saying, "Can God prepare a table in the wilderness?" They're asking about food, and if God can provide it, when he just removed them from 400 years of slavery, and they came out with a great bounty against the Egyptians. He created the entire universe and all that is in it, and they have the nerve to ask him, can he provide a simple meal for them? Again, he split the sea and he marched them through into a promised land of milk and honey. But they still questioned his power and his abilities. And because of this, they were cut off from that promised land. I wonder sometimes if God feels like us as parents. We take our kids somewhere all day long, all weekend long, to the feast. And then when there's any downtime, they come to us saying that they're bored or they never get to do anything. Continuing in verse 21. Therefore the Lord heard all this and was furious. And a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they did not believe in God and did not trust in his salvation. We cannot be like the children of Israel. We cannot put limits on God and his abilities and question the promises that he has for us. Over in Philippians 1, 6. Philippians 1, 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. God will finish the work that he has begun in you and me. He will bring these days to fruition. We are the spiritual children of Israel. Just as they were being delivered out of sin and bondage and being led into a promised land to have sin removed from them, we also need to remove the sin from us and start traveling in the direction of his kingdom. He is spiritually freeing us with his words and giving us protection from the evil one day and night. But sometimes God takes a step back, and even though we think he isn't there to help us, he is there. But God wants to see what we will do, how we will react, and to see if we really trust him. And if we trust him and his word, that he will deliver us, and he will deliver us, but we have to do our part also. So what happens if we don't do our part and we don't trust in him? So what if we forget and we stop remembering about God? If we forget about his holy days and his plan for us to be in his family, what consequences are there for us? Psalm 78:37. For their heart was not steadfast with him, nor were they faithful in his covenant. Even so, God was lenient on them. But being full of compassion, forgave their iniquities and did not destroy them. Many times he turned his anger away. God did, however, keep them from entering the promised land. We too can also be cut from God's promised land and the promises he has from us. But God loves us. He loves us very much. Even though we are sinners and full of sin, which God hates, he has given us the ability to remove the sin from our lives and to stay close to him. He has given us a plan through his holy days to be able to know and remember the details of that plan. But we have to continue to keep them annually unless we forget. God instructs us to teach our children the meaning of these days and to pass them down until they become reality. But we cannot teach what we don't remember. We do not want to be like the Israelites. They forgot what God did for them and complained about their situation continuously. Questioning God and wondering about his abilities to take care of them. Sure, we will always have trials and problems in this life. It's just the nature of the life we're in. But those times of trials, they're a test of our faith, and they're going to bring us closer to God if you stay with him. God made his holy days for us. He made them so we can follow them and remember that he loves us and he will continue to provide what we need, and he will finish the work that he has begun in you. Please don't forget that.